Port damage mounts. Russia's UST Luga port has suffered significant damage following a recent Ukrainian drone attack, further exacerbating the already strained situation in the region. The port, which is a crucial hub for Russia's oil exports, was forced to halt loadings on Wednesday due to the damage, leaving its future uncertain. This development comes as Ukraine continues to intensify its attacks on Russian infrastructure, with the goal of crippling the country's war efforts. The Leningrad region, where UST Luga is located, has been a frequent target for Ukrainian drone strikes in recent days. The region's proximity to major export hubs makes it an attractive target for Ukrainian forces seeking to disrupt Russia's oil exports. As a result, both ports have suffered significant damage, threatening to undermine the country's ability to meet its energy demands. The impact of the damage to UST Luga and Primorsk ports is likely to be felt across the global energy market. With these two ports responsible for handling nearly half of Russia's seaborne crude exports, any disruption to their operations could lead to significant price volatility in the global oil market. This would have far-reaching consequences for economies around the world that rely heavily on imported oil. The damage to the ports is a stark reminder of the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which has entered its fifth year. The war has seen both sides engage in regular drone strikes and missile attacks, with the aim of weakening each other's military capabilities. However, the conflict has also had devastating consequences for civilians on both sides. The Ukrainian government's decision to intensify its attacks on Russian infrastructure is likely driven by a desire to cripple Russia's war efforts. By targeting oil and energy infrastructure, Ukraine hopes to limit Russia's ability to fund its military operations. This strategy has been employed with varying degrees of success in the past, but it remains a key component of Ukraine's overall military strategy. In contrast to Ukraine's attacks on Russian infrastructure, Russia has also targeted civilian infrastructure in recent days. A drone attack in Ukraine's Mykolaiv region left 8 people injured overnight, highlighting the risks faced by civilians caught in the crossfire. This incident serves as a stark reminder of the human cost of the ongoing conflict. The situation at UST Luga and Primorsk ports is likely to continue to evolve in the coming days. As the two ports work to repair the damage and restore operations, there are concerns about the potential for further disruptions to Russia's oil exports. This could have significant implications for global energy markets and economies that rely on imported oil. The incident highlights the need for greater diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. As the war continues to drag on, it is essential that all parties involved work towards a peaceful resolution. The international community must also continue to provide support to those affected by the conflict, including civilians caught in the crossfire. Ultimately, the damage to UST Luga and Primorsk ports serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. As the situation continues to unfold, it is essential that all parties involved remain committed to finding a peaceful resolution to this long-standing dispute.